beer has always been a deeply ingrained part of the history of Greater Cincinnati. And that legacy not only continues, but with the revitalization of several heirloom brands and the birth of some new breweries, that legacy is constantly expanding and improving. Now add to that history the Mad Tree Brewing Company, located in Columbia Township. Mad Tree is a company that believes in making excellent craft brews and in being part of the community.
Why did you choose this particular neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, we were initially looking pretty heavily in OTR. I would say it's not that we have to be in OTR, but it was a location, an area that we liked. Honestly, we just couldn't find a building that we didn't have to go in and do a significant amount of work just to get it in any working order, let alone what we had to do for here. We went into this saying the money that we're raising, for the most part, is to build out the brewery, not try to rehab a building. So we were looking in a lot of neighborhoods. We found this building. There was kind of offices pretty much all through, up until about kind of where that red beam is right there. There was drop ceiling, drywall, carpet, which was an absolute pain to pull up.
Well, if I remember what you told me, is this used to be the Scherzinger location.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
the pest control.
They had a call center here. They did have a little bit of a warehouse out there. It worked out well. I live 8/10 of a mile from here. These guys live, 2 miles? So, it's close to all of our locations. I think it's kind of unique, too, because a lot of breweries you go to in kind of an industrial park, you pull up, which is always kind of cool, though. You pull up and you're like, why would you put a brewery here? It's just like this industrial park. But it's a place you can get cheap warehousing, mm-hmm. which we got a pretty decent price on this, and it's kind of ours. And we've got, actually have a billboard that faces 71.
It's a lot bigger than what we planned. Of course, it's a blessing to have a bigger building. I think our initial requirements, if I remember correctly,
it's not bigger than what Jeff planned. Just what you and I planned.
The initial requirements were basically we need at least 6,000 square feet. 8 would be good, but any bigger than that would be even better. So we looked at a bunch of things. 6,000 was, anytime I do a search, I throw 6,000 in as a minimum. And then high ceilings. And location was definitely on the forefront, but those other two requirements were, I think, weighted higher than location. So we found this place. The first concern was maybe the ceilings weren't high enough.
Those tanks are what, 15 feet tall?
Plus you've got the pad here, which adds another 8, so 8 inches. And then trying to raise those things, that was fun. Because you have to get under the beams here, you have to walk your fork all the way up, you have to get over the 12-inch lip there to set it on the pad.
And not hit the gas lines.
So that was, we're expert forklift drivers now.
Headquartered in a repurposed building on Kennedy Avenue, the folks at Mad Tree are still ramping up production. But when everything is up and running smoothly, they hope to be able to produce around 250 barrels a month of locally made beer. In the beginning, like many craft brewers, Jeff Hunt, Brady Duncan, and Kenny McNutt started home brewing and sharing their creations with friends and family. Then, in June of 2011, they made the bold decision to ask those same friends and family to invest in the establishment of Mad Tree. 8 months and $250,000 later, Mad Tree was born.
Who was the first organization or bar or owner or whoever to really grab your brand and say, I want to sell this?
It was Arthur's. It was actually
a few of them.
Well, the first one that actually had it. And the first one that actually said, this is, and I would say it goes back before they even had the beer. It was Arthur said back in October that they were going all local. And then at that point, Chris from Arthur's actually said, and there's a handle for you guys when you're ready. I'll always make sure that I can get you in there. And so then there was an event, it was in February, it was a charity event to kick off Beer Week. And so we rushed actually to kind of make sure that beer available for that. I personally didn't think we were going to make it, but I was really glad we did. It was a great event before it took off.
Although their true passion is in creating high-quality beer, the three also have developed a very solid business plan and have spent a tremendous amount of time honing their recipes to make sure that they adhere to the highest standards.
Yeah, so we have four that we have out right now. We do have some seasonals coming, but these will kind of be the primary three. So we have the Happy Amber. Basically, we've probably brewed each one of these beers. We've probably brewed maybe at least 20 times in my basement, kind of adjusting, not completely one ingredient at a time, but it was a lot of tweak this, tweak that. It's certainly meant to be hoppier. Jeff was sending me a text message like a year and a half ago or something and said, man, this hoppy amber is awesome. The phone auto-corrected to Happy Amber, and the name just kind of stuck.
Well, there you go. So that's what we're sampling right now?
That's what we're sampling right now. Yeah, so this will be a 6% beer. It's got a pretty good kind of malt backbone, a little bit of kind of biscuit, toasty malts. But it's also pretty hoppy, so we'll get a little bit of that kind of citrus that shows through. We'll do our psychopathy IPA. Some people call it psychotherapy. Some people call it psychopathy. All of those work. I guess as long as you say the Mad Tree IPA, you're good. It's got definitely a bitter bite on it, some kind of spicy, grassy. So even kind of the saying at the bottom of that is kind of, a lot of people get different flavors that they get out of hops, and it's kind of like, you know, who cares what I tell you, you know, what's in this beer? It's all about what you taste, you know, what's your slant. Yeah, so it is. We had a local artist did the illustrations on all three cans. So that's actually the lead singer of the Seedy Seeds in town. And the last beer is a Gnarly Brown. Started out as kind of a brown ale recipe. We entered it in a homebrew competition and maybe took second place in the American ale category. We actually thought it was the worst beer of like the four or five that we entered into the competition. So we ended up just kind of bumping up a lot of the roast character. And it probably drinks more now like a robust porter. So most of our beers, maybe with the exception of our IPA, don't fit extremely neatly in one category, which is not necessarily intentional. It's just the fact that we don't really brew to a style category. We kind of brew to what we think. The fourth beer is called Identity Crisis. It's a hoppy porter, so it started out as basically a porter malt bill, and then we kind of aggressively hop it, mostly kind of late edition hops, which means more aroma and flavor. But it's some people could call it maybe a black IPA. I think it's got a little bit more body than that, but it's just kind of a dark hoppy beer.
The facility at Mad Tree will soon also include a tap room for on-site tastings and events.
It wasn't in the initial plan because, what was it, March of 2012, a law passed in which anyone with an A1 permit was allowed to sell beer for off-premise consumption. So once we started this whole game plan, that didn't exist. We didn't know if it was going to happen, so we just built the plan based on production. So when that came up, I mean, it's something that we can't miss out on that, right?
Sure.
That's how you really get the community involved, and you get people really excited about what's happening because they can come here and experience what we experience every day. So they get to see all the glamorous parts of it, and, you know, not all necessarily the ins and outs and dirty parts. But they get to hear the sounds, they get to feel kind of what it's like to be in a brewery.
Well, and smell the smells, because frankly, that's half of it right there.
Yeah.
It's the smell of the beer and the being immersed in it, almost literally.
And right now, you can hear the amber gurgling over there, and that was brewed yesterday. So yeah, the tap room, it'll seat 70, 80 people. We've got a lot of work to do. Plan is to open early April.
Although surrounded by crates of kegs, Brady, Jeff, and Kenny are eagerly awaiting the arrival of their first batch of cans so they can get Mad Tree out to the public. When I asked Kenny about the choice of cans over bottles, he told me, aluminum is infinitely recyclable. It's easier than glass to recycle, and studies have shown that consumers are more likely to recycle an aluminum can than a glass bottle. Plus, cans completely seal out light and air, which are the two main things that can damage a great beer. Special seasonal beers are also in the plan, but look for the four main Mad Tree brews: Happy Amber, Psychopathy, Gnarly Brown, and Identity Crisis to hit store shelves this spring. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.